brain. The heavenly sphere when the heavenly sphere then is the husk, and the light of the Spirit is eternal. This is visible, that is concealed. But do not stumble on this account.
What was that all about? You see, one verse. Everything was prepared to say this, that, remember, whatever it is, we call it phalak, the existence, huh? All this is just a skin. The essence of it, the heart of the matter, is the light of the breath. Nure ruh. He's talking about the breath in us. Everything is just the skin. The real juice is the light of the breath in a human being. This is what we are talking about. So everything else is nonsense to us. Yes? The body
is manifest. The spirit is concealed. The body is as the sleeve, the spirit as the hand.
This is why we are insisting that be careful, you could be mistaken. He started with what? First of all, he said, look at it. I said, everything is just the skin. And that breath is the essence. Amazingly, everything is visible, that breath is invisible, right? That's the source of mistake. Because the reality, the real existence is easy to get. You touch this. But when I talk about the breath, what you do, that's invisible. Listen, this body is visible, the breath is hidden. So, this body to me is just like the sleeve, and the breath is like the hand in it. Now go about prioritizing. To give priority, this is the sleeve. This is the form. This is the skin of me. I don't mean this is skin. All of it is a skin of me. The breath is here. That is starts passion. Passion is not here. Here is anger and hunger. Wanting, needing. Passion is something else. Because none of these feelings that relates to body, it doesn't burn you. It's in the cow, it's in a donkey. Or if you prefer, what do you prefer? You prefer a fish, maybe. A beautiful animal. Doesn't matter. Because all of it is physical existence. Here we have passion. And that passion in a human being has another source. Let's see where the source could be.
Again, The intellect is more concealed than the spirit. Perception makes its way to the spirit sooner. If you see a move,
again, the existence is visible. The breath is invisible. Let go of the breath, because breath is the same to apple. The word over there, intelligence, is apple. Oh, apple even is hidden more. And this is not something that you really get it. You get it? That this is visible, my breath, the soul, is not. The soul is visible, my owl is not. A little bit difficult. He will explain it. Really? He will explain what this means.
If you see a movement, you know that he is alive. This you do not know, that he is full of intellect. Until regulated movement appears, and he, by means of knowledge, turns the motion of copper into gold.
From you see how simple it was. He said, look around you. You will see a piece of a stone. You know that this is acted. Then you see some animal moving. You understand that this is alive. But is it intelligent or not? You don't know. Then if it makes some harmonic movement, you will say, ah, here it is. It understands harmony. So that understanding is even more hidden, because with the simple movement you understood that it's alive, but for intelligence you have to check it out. These are the levels which are hidden in us. Yes?
From manual actions being conformable, you may perceive that there is intellect. The spirit of divine inspiration is more concealed than the intellect.
Impossible. What is that word of the spirit of divine inspiration to you? You know what the Persian one is? Very simple. Ruhe vahy. Something impossible. Ruh means breath. Ruh means soul. Spirit, all that, right? We know that Ruh is. Then Vahy is when Gabriel will come and will tell the prophet that God said this. This is what we call Vahy. God talking to prophet. But when it comes to Rumi, when it comes to Gnostic stuff, it's more than that. I mean, we don't simply mean it like that, okay, this is it, this is that. We go a little bit complicated. First of all, Vahy, religiously, for the religious people, is God talking to prophet. If I say that Vahy came to me, I should be stoned because I claim that I'm prophet. This is nonsense. Because God will talk to anyone he wants to. And Rumi believes in that. You say, oh, yes, why not? You have the heart, and heart is the direct connection with God. He will talk about it. He will talk about the... He will connect the Vahy to inspiration. Because inspiration in art, what is it? It happens just like that. Something will happen in the artist, and we know, or almost the same category, so we will compare it later with all that. Here he will say, Ruhe Vahy, because he wants to say, look at me, this is visible, invisible is my life. My life is not that invisible, my breath is. My breath is not that invisible, my intelligence is. Even that's not very invisible. Invisible in me is that possibility, that potentiality in me that God could talk to me. Because I'm connected. Ruhe Vahy is even hidden more than Aql. Why? This is obvious, because when we talk about Ruhe Vahy, one part of it is at the other side, the God should call, remember? So it comes from the other part. This one is the most hidden one. So when you think about a human being, you should see a human being like this. This is this king. But we know that there is a hidden stuff there, which is life. She moves, we know she's alive. Then we know there is some more hidden stuff, the level of intelligence. Then even that's not the big deal, because there is that breath of God's inspiration in her. And that's the most important one, which is the most difficult one, because it is half here, half at the other side of the existence, right? Let's talk about that a little bit. How about that? Because that's the most invisible part. Means you put it the last one in your list. Your prioritization, remember? So for you, priority
First of all is the physical existence. Then comes to
intelligence.
Then you never think about that connection.
When you look at the fellow, you never think that, oh my God, the spirit in here could be contacted with God right away. Is there any condition? No. If he wants, it will happen. That's how the source of respect could be found. That when you're looking at another human being, you have the respect. Because you know that there is a phone over there that could ring. He will dial the number, it will happen. And that's the most important part of it. But logically for you, that's the last part to talk about. This is why you don't see the invisible part. In the magical universe, let's turn it around. Let's talk about Ruhavahya, yes?
The intellect of Ahmad was not hidden from anyone.
This Ahmad and Muhammad, we put it once in rest, remember? Muhammad is the name of a prophet. Ahmad means the most appreciated. So whatever they want, one of the names of the God is Ahmad. Okay? So whenever he's talking, and he knows what he's doing, because he's a Muslim, he's living in a Islamic stuff, and he knows all of that. So he knows what is he talking about. And this is not something that he's confused. When he uses the word Ahmad, you should always remember at least his explanation. What is his explanation? Exactly, Ahsan. He said the name of Ahmad is the name of all prophets. When we have one, we have the 100. Let go. He explained it like this, but they insist to turn it to Muhammad always. The word is Ahmad because he's talking about the prophecy, not the prophecy of one guy chosen by God, the direct one, the one that comes with the breath in me. That one we always put aside because we think that there is only one of us who will be the winner of the lotto, become the prophet, and the rest of us are the herd. This is not the way humanity should be understood at all. Because we don't know what the potentialities are. But one thing for sure we know, if Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart was unlucky enough to be born in my birthplace, what would have happened? He would never touch a musical instrument. We know that. But that's why when I look at someone who doesn't know anything, I know that inside this fellow there could be the same possibility of Mozart, but nobody nurtured it. Pity. How many of these potentials we lose? This is how to look at it. So here, remember, Rumi is talking about what? Magic stuff, right? He talked about keramat. This is the part that I warned you that it's not about the logic, but it's the most logical part of it because he explains all these details. That remember, you are not you. You are the one behind this. Once in Masnavi he would say, if you 100 times come and stand and say, this is me, I'll tell you, that's not you. You are the meaning behind it. This is the four. Then you go behind it, you arrive to life, behind it. Then intelligence, behind it. Go to a place that the behind it is behind everything, is out of this universe. And that's that connection in the heart. And it happens. Does it happen or not? Are we claiming that this stuff is? You know that it happens. So try to understand that part of you. That's the source of enlightenment.